Ian, the news coming out of Stoke this morning is that Tony Pulis intends to put his strongest possible team out against us on Saturday. Are you tempted to do the same?
Yeah, I got to look at the way things are going, and I've had a word with the lads this morning, and you know, I've got to try and do what I think's right for us. And you know, they're all very positive. They're all feeling fit. We've got over that period. I've obviously got Delaney, who might have to come back in because Gavadon's out now, and we can't play Aaron Martin because he's going back. So, you know, I've got some decisions to make, but I probably felt differently today than I did yesterday, to be honest, having a chat with all the lads. And we've got a week to get over whatever it is that happens, but, you know, I've got to seriously think about suspensions, injuries picked up in this game that might hamper us. And I'll make that decision by tomorrow morning, and I'm going to go out and try and give Stoke as good a game as I can, even with the full team that we've got. Who knows how we might be miles behind them, but we're going to try our best. So, you know, that's all I can guarantee. And as to the decisions I make, hopefully people will understand why I'm doing them.
Stoke have done really well in the FA Cup over the last couple of seasons, and I think Tony Pulis has sort of come out openly and said that it's their only realistic opportunity of gaining silverware. So they're seriously taking this game as though they want to get right through to the final. It's going to be a tough challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, what you hope is, if you're a Championship side, you hope that you have a really good cup run and you draw a Premier League side and you get one of the big ones. Well, we've got one of the top half of the table Premier League sides who are established under Tony Pulis, who started off as a Championship club. So Pulis done a fantastic job. What he's managed to do over the last 3 or 4 years with the money that he's earned them by keeping them up is build a stronger squad. He's got Peter Crouch, he's got Michael Owen, and he's got Charlie Adam. I bet the Stoke fans can't believe the quality that they've got, Effrington and God knows what. And you know, so he's got the luxury of being able to rotate and change round and swap. And you know, if he wants to play Cameron Jerome off the bench, who scored a brilliant goal to get him a point the other day, and if he wants to leave out Crouchy and play him, he can do that. Whereas I'm not quite in that same sort of situation. But, you know, as I say, it's a fantastic game for us. And I want those sort of games every week. That's what I'm trying to achieve here. But Tony realises, quite honestly, he isn't going to win the Premier League. And he believes that his squad is strong enough to go for a cup competition where you have to win 6 games. And you have won a trophy instead of 38, competing against Man United, Chelsea and Arsenal and Man City is going to be really, really difficult no matter how much your chairman gives you. So he understands that, whereas I'm trying to get to where Tony managed to get and then have the first chance of spending that those monies that you get for getting up, and we're not there yet. So that's my priority.
And despite the chairman saying to you that, perhaps slightly tongue-in-cheek, that he doesn't want to win the FA Cup, I'm sure that quietly he would quite like a nice little cup run, wouldn't he?
Don't know is the answer. And I don't care is the answer.
So the priority for you then is clearly the Championship.
No, it's trying to beat Stoke tomorrow with the team that I put out there. And I've got to convince my team we might have a chance of doing it, because I try and win every single game. But whether I rest one or two and use them as subs is surely down to me and how I see the last few games have gone. And, you know, because it's not always having your strongest team out there from the start. It's been able to make some changes when you need to, if you're behind. And recently I haven't been able to do that well enough, particularly away at Cardiff. What I've got to do is have a think and try and, if I can probe and find any weaknesses that they might have, which would be difficult, to be fair, I might try and exploit that. And let's see what we can do. But, you know, I'm trying to tell our fans in a funny sort of way is that I'm not making any excuses. I want to win every game, but I want to win every league game, more importantly than anything.
Stoke's defeat at Manchester City at the weekend, that was their first in, I think, around about 11 Premier League games. They've really established themselves at that level now, haven't they?
Yeah, it's been fantastic what Tony's managed to achieve with his chairman, with his staff and with his players. I think he's improved the squad year in, year out. I think the style that they play has been unfairly talked about, because a huge weapon that they had was a long throw. It's only like a cross. They don't have to do that now. The level of the performance of his players, the level of percentage of passing of his players, the standard of his goals that his players score, with Crouch and Waters and Effrington and Whelan. And I think it's marvellous the way they've evolved into a fantastic top half Premier League team. And that can only be admired. And I know what Tony is like, and it's his will and determination. And that club owes him a huge debt of gratitude, I think. So, you know, I'll show him all that respect on the weekend, and I'll try and play a team that can cause him all sorts of problems. And that's what I want to do, but whether we can or not, because people struggle too in the Premier League.
And without the pressure, obviously, of going for points in this game, I suppose the players might be perhaps a little bit more relaxed. Nothing to lose, perhaps?
No, not really. I think we've got a very determined bunch. And, you know, after my conversation with him today, I think I might have some problems if I try and change one or two, because, you know, they're so keen to keep going what we've got going. And, they, you know, they're very keen to keep showing me that they understand what I want them to do, and we won't be making any excuses. It's a good test for us to see where we actually are. And, you know, if we can give Stoke a very good game, if we could get an unbelievably brilliant result, then it'll only add to confidence. But, you know, the most important thing is I come out of this game with our confidence intact and our reputation intact and our players intact and not risked. So, i.e. Gabadon would be stupid to try and risk him for a cup game. Even if I was told you need to win the FA Cup, I'd have to leave him out. So I got to make sure that I get that right with everyone else, really. But I'm only trying to be upfront and say, look, the likelihood is with our massive team out that we might not beat Stoke anyway where they are in the Premier League. And it's more important that I concentrate on getting other players in here to help us. And let's enjoy the cup. Let's maybe give Johnny Williams a game. Let's maybe try one or two and see what happens and see how well we do. And yeah, of course I'll be trying to win, but you know, you can't always beat someone as good as Stoke, can you?
Can you just clarify a couple of the injuries? Joel Ward and Owen Garvin, they're going to be out for some while, are they?
Joel Ward's likely to be another 3-4 weeks. Owen Garvin is difficult to tell yet. We've got to have another scan because we can't even move his knee where it's so swollen. The signs aren't looking that good. The first scan wasn't very bit nondescript, really, so we're going to have to assess it again. That should be happening today, and I don't know is the answer until I speak to my physio after this.
And Darcy Blake and Aaron Wilbraham, are they both okay?
No, they're not available for this game.
Well, thanks very much, Ian, and good luck for Saturday.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.